Back in 1995, South Africa's national rugby team were associated with prejudice in the minds of many of their black countrymen. But Nelson Mandela, who'd led the struggle against apartheid to become president a year earlier, succeeded in uniting his country behind the Springboks, who went on to win the Rugby World Cup. The remarkable story is the subject of Invictus, the new film directed by Clint Eastwood.
I think he wants us to win the World Cup.
Rugby is a political calculation.
It is a human calculation.
According to the experts, we'll reach the quarterfinals and no further.
According to the experts, you and I should still be in jail.
Times change.
Morgan Freeman told our South Africa correspondent David Smith about his role as Mandela.
Trying to get as much of him as possible, you know, working at him from the inside out as best I could.
Was it daunting?
Well, once we get started, no. But thinking about it, yeah.
And how important do you think his gesture was in terms of getting the nation behind the Springboks?
Well, where are you from?
UK.
You should ask the South Africans. You know what I mean? I think it was very important. Very, very.
And was this movie enjoyable?
Yeah, you mean the making of it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great fun. Working with Clint Eastwood again, so I couldn't beat that. Doing this movie and telling this story and giving South Africans another look at themselves at a high moment in their existence, it's a good thing, I think.
Morgan Freeman. Well, Invictus is based on the book Playing the Enemy, Nelson Mandela and the Game That Changed a Nation. Its author is John Carlin.
The initial idea that I had in mind for quite a long time and didn't do anything about it was to write a book about Mandela, because I was based here between 1989 and 95, and I covered the Mandela phenomenon from the front row, as one does as a journalist, and I got to meet him and interview him several times, and so I felt I had a unique privilege in having been there at that particular time and having developed something of a relationship with him. So the initial idea was to find a way to write a book about Mandela, and then suddenly one day, in about the year 2000, the light bulb came on, and I understood that the way to do it was to fuse it with the story of the Rugby World Cup final, which is actually only the conclusion of my book. I mean, my book spans a period of 10 years, and it's really about how Mandela achieved two extraordinary feats, political feats. One of them was to turn his people away from vengeance and resentment towards reconciliation, and secondly, to persuade white South Africans that they should not fear his presidency, and indeed alter completely white South Africa's relationship with him. When he left prison in 1990, most white South Africans thought the government was completely mad, because they'd been programmed to regard him as the great communist terrorist, the sort of South Africa's Osama bin Laden. And in the space of 5 years, Mandela manages to turn that around to the point that practically the whole of white South Africa crowns him king at this Rugby World Cup final. And I've been a journalist now for 27 years, and I've been a foreign correspondent in many places, and I must have written in about 40 countries, and I've never come across either a more remarkable or extraordinary or admirable political figure than Nelson Mandela, and I've never come across a more extraordinary, euphoric, significant political event as the Rugby World Cup final of 1995. So there was a certain logic in fusing the two.